Mr. Speaker, the ministry's goal and objective is to foster decentralization and to promote rural and economic development as in both our rural and urban societies, communities. Mr. Speaker,
in order to avert a possible legal action, we are determined to pursue this matter and to seek an interpretation in the Supreme Court of what amounts to 5% of total revenue in accordance with Article 252 of the Constitution and in accordance with Section 126 of the Local Government Act 936 of 2016 in order to understand it. So, Minister, whilst we support and approve this, we will urge you to liaise with the Minister of Finance before appropriation, so that the Minister of Finance come clear and we know that you exercise oversight over the fund and the initiative will come. So the Minister for Finance, before appropriation, must satisfy us that he is meeting the minimum 5%, even though we know that by some other existing legislation, which is not inconsistent with the Constitution, there is 7.5%. But my worry, Mr. Speaker, is that once you cap the District Assembly Common Fund, you have the committee come and tell this August House that they will find $40 million. Where are they going to find it with the limitations of the capping?
Indeed, if we want to go by the way that the President shares his vision that municipal and district chief executives will be elected, it is doable, just as you directed through legislation, to also amend the Constitution. We want to assure the other side and the people of Ghana that indeed registration of births and deaths is actually fundamental to our development. And so computerization is the way to go, and that is exactly what the Minister has indicated to the House that we are going. On the capping of the common fund and the enumeration made by the minority leader is taken in good faith, but also just on point. He made the correction himself when he was doing his submission that there's no law that pegs the capping at a 5% or 7.5%. There's no such law. It has already been a government initiative and policy on that. The Kufuor administration actually went to 7.5%, but that is not to say it is legislation. It's a, we have to put it on record.